You're listening to Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Gaming Podcast. Here's your host, John Wall.
It's Thursday, January 25th, and welcome to another episode of Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Video Game Podcast. My name is John Wall, and every week I bring you the latest gaming impressions, industry news, and tales of a Gen X geek, delivered to you in 15 minutes to fit your busy life. And I am happy to have you here today, because on this episode I am going to be talking about the biggest game in the world right now, Palworld. To make sure you never miss an episode, you can subscribe to the show, which is available on all major platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. And I would greatly appreciate it if you left a review while you're there to help spread the word about the show. Also, if you'd like to chat about today's episode or just talk about games, you can find me on Threads and Facebook by searching for Midlife Side Quest. Every week, I open the episode by sending out some positive vibes. It's a special shout out to somebody whom I admire and appreciate in an attempt to spread some good energy through the game community. And this week's vibes are going out to Machine Games. Last week, they revealed their upcoming Indiana Jones and the Great Circle, which is coming to Xbox and PC later this year. And I gotta say, the more I think about it, the more I appreciate what they seem to be doing with this game. Before that reveal, I think everyone had a vision in their head of what this game was going to be, and that was most likely an Uncharted clone. And I like that they are sticking to the style of game that they are good at making and known for. And it'll be a unique experience that won't just fall into that cookie cutter third person action adventure mold. I'm a big fan of the Wolfenstein games, and I have no doubt that this will be fantastic. So kudos to you, Machine Games. The games industry is full of popular games that took inspiration or straight up copied other games' formulas. Fortnite famously became the biggest game in the world by improving on many of the things that PUBG was doing. Rock Band was an evolution of what Guitar Hero had done before, and heck, you could even make the argument that Insomniac's Spider-Man games wouldn't exist if not for Rocksteady's Arkham series. And Nintendo's Pokemon series is no stranger to having their ideas inspire other games. You know, you've had Digimon, Yo-Kai Watch, and probably dozens of others, you know, try to capture that Nintendo magic. I'm not sure if any of them, though, has been as blatant as Palworld from developer Pocket Pair, described by many as Pokemon with guns before its release. After seeing a few screenshots or footage of the game, it was clear that they are really trying to capitalize off of the hugely popular creature collecting series. And so far, at least, it's working. At the time that I'm recording this, Palworld has sold over 7 million copies in, like, not even a week. And that's bigger than even some of the biggest Sony first-party games, and it's breaking records on Steam for concurrent users, passing by games like Elden Ring and Cyberpunk. And that's not even counting the number of players on Xbox Game Pass, where it also launched at the same time. So, I've never really been a Pokemon guy. I think I was in probably my late teens when it first came out, so I was definitely way too cool for something like that, as my greasy long hair and Pantera t-shirt made clear. And when a game sets the world on fire, though, like Pal World did this past weekend, and it's available for free with my Game Pass subscription, how can I not at least dip my toes in a little bit and see what all the fuss is about? So I did. And Pal World is not what I was expecting. So if you're going into this game thinking, well, it's just like Pokemon, but Squirtle has an AR-15, this ain't it. This is not an RPG. It's a straight-up survival game with monster collecting. When you boot it up, you create your character, and then you're dropped into the environment with nothing but a loincloth. No setup, no explanation, no story, just go. Now, technically, this game is still in early access or game preview in the case of the Xbox version. But I was still surprised that there was no world building or story to kick things off. Once you're in, you've got to craft the resources you need to survive. And that means you've got to go punch that tree over there. And it punch it in its big dumb tree face until it drops enough wood. Then you go find some rocks and you build tools like an axe and a club. After you've got some tools that make gathering resources easier, you can try and build some other things like a workbench, which lets you craft more complex items, or a chest to keep your extra stuff. Another thing you'll need to craft ASAP is a fire, because once it gets dark, not only will you not be able to see Jack squat, but you will be cold, which drops your health. And I made the mistake of not having enough wood when it got dark out, so I had to wander in the general direction of where I thought there were some trees because I couldn't see anything, and swing wildly until I hit something that hopefully was a tree. Once I found a tree and I smacked the heck out of it and grabbed as much wood as I could possibly hold to go back to my camp and make a fire, except now I was carrying too much and I was unable to walk back. So I sat there in the pitch black, cold, holding a crap ton of wood. It might seem so far that I wasn't exactly blown away by my first impression of Pal World. And you're right. I did eventually start to make a little headway with the crafting system. I made some new clothes so that I wasn't just running around in my tidy whities anymore. I learned how to craft pieces to make a little home for myself, which was kind of fun to mess around with. And I made some pal balls or pal orbs or whatever they're called to start catching some of the creatures in the world. Like I said, I really don't know that much about Pokemon, so I can't tell you if these creatures, these things are direct ripoffs of Nintendo's characters. I don't know if they're going to get sued over this, but they absolutely look like they could have come from one of their games. They are cute and cuddly, and sadly, in my time with the game, none of them came after me with a sawed-off shotgun. So you can weaken a pal by hitting them with your club or your bow, and then you toss one of the orbs at them to capture them, at which point you can carry them around with you or bring them back to your camp and let them out so they can hang out there and eat and stuff. But why am I collecting these creatures? I have no idea. Like I said, the game really doesn't tell you much. So eventually I just sort of lost the drive to keep going without, you know, there being much of a goal in front of me other than just make more stuff and get more pals. It's It's hard for me to say that Pal World is a bad game. I don't know that it's really a bad game. I know there are a lot of people out there having a great time with it. I just think it's a game that's not really appealing to my tastes. I don't want to worry about being cold or hungry or having to craft a pair of pants. If I'm going to play a Pokemon ripoff, I want fun characters and a silly storyline and an interesting world to explore. And in my brief time with it, this game doesn't seem to have those things. Now, I think if you're into games like Rust or Ark, you very well might have a lot more fun with Pal World. But for me, it's mostly made me wonder if I could get into one of the Pokemon games that are available right now on Switch. Maybe I'll go give one of those a try. One of the amazing things about being middle-aged is when certain parts of your body just start going to hell. It might be your knees. It could be your metabolism or your memory. It might be other, parts of your body that aren't up to the task like they were when you were younger. Most recently for me, it's been my eyesight. My sight has never been awesome. I've worn glasses pretty much my entire life, and it's never been a big deal. But the last couple of years, I've been having more difficulty than normal, especially at night or in low light. So when I had an eye exam recently, they gave me a prescription for progressive lenses. Now, if you don't know what those are, congratulations. It's kind of like the bifocals that lots of old folks wear, but supposedly way fancier. The way it works is your lenses have different zones with different prescription strengths. So for instance, if you're just sitting at your computer working, you want to face directly ahead and look right out of the center of your lenses. But if I want to see something in the distance, I'm supposed to look out of the top of the lens. And for reading, a book, you look out of the bottom of your lens. And that all sounds well and good unless you're a human being who is just used to moving your eyeballs around when you want to look around a room, not moving their entire head when they look around like you're freaking C-3PO. Now, they told me that my brain would get used to looking around that way and it would become second nature after a week or two, but apparently they hadn't met a brain as stubborn as mine, because it's been a month and it still feels weird as hell. Whenever I move my eyes around without turning my head, everything goes all blurry and I feel like I'm having a stroke. Getting old is so much fun. Last week, I asked if you've had your midlife crisis yet, and 47% of you said that you have had one, with 53% saying that you have not. So for the 47%, congrats on your new tattoo and your Harley Davidson. This week's question for Polling on Threads is, do you think Pal World goes too far in copying the Pokemon formula? Is it inspiration or copyright infringement? Head on over to Midlife Side Quest on Threads and cast your vote, and I'll tell you the results next week. Thank you for listening to Midlife Side Quest. I appreciate you making time in your day for me. Don't forget, you can catch a new episode of the show every Thursday morning wherever you listen to podcasts, and you can show your support by subscribing and leaving a review. And if you'd like to chat, look for Midlife Side Quest on Threads or Facebook. So until next week, be well and happy gaming.